Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is early in the legislative year, but it's been busy in Lansing. Joining us right now to talk about some funding for the Lexington Marina, State Senator Dan Lowers. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
This is good news and much needed for Lexington, isn't it?
It's great news, and it's needed for Lexington, but it's also big news for the whole Blue Water area. You know, improving that harbor in Lexington really helps, you know, bring growth and opportunity to, you know, with all the things going on in Port Huron, St. Clair, Marine City. You know, my wife and I recently traveled to Niagara and the lake, and I got thinking, you know, we're really developing something like that here in the Blue Water area.
It certainly takes a collaborative effort. You got to get a lot of people on board to come up with this kind of funding. Tell us a little bit more about the size and scope of the bill.
Sure. Well, the $8 million is for harbor improvements, infrastructure. You know, there's water, sewer, you know, for the fueling, for fire suppression, changing the, you know, changing how the boats can come in and out, system dredging. And we also received $9 million from the federal grant. And so I think that's, you know, this has been worked on for years. It goes back to my predecessor, Phil Pavlo, was working on this when he was in office. So it's been a long time coming. And I think when we got that, secured that federal money, that really pushed the priority for this over the top as far as state funding goes, because you're getting more bang for your buck, I guess, when you pair those two together like that.
And as you look at a project like this, you look at the big picture, don't you? I mean, as you said, this is going to have an economic impact on not just Lexington and not just the boaters that use the marina, but really it's going to have a far-reaching impact, isn't it?
Absolutely, and long-lasting, too. I mean, this is, you know, I had someone ask me, why would it support something like that? And, you know, when there's an opportunity to bring dollars to the district that go for hard assets, I guess, if you will, you know, that really everyone can take advantage of, whether you're a part of that project or not, because of the investment that comes to your community. And, you know, this is something that will help the area for decades to come. So I think it really helps put Lexington on the map, and I think that really helps put the whole Blue Water area on the map.
What else is on the horizon in 2023? What else are you working on there?
Well, you know, we're gonna be working on tax relief as kind of the highest priority for us. You know, everybody's feeling the pressures of inflation. I sometimes wonder how people are getting by as I struggle with my own bills, so that's a high priority for me. There is tax relief talked about in the legislature, and in fact, it's been worked on already, but it's very targeted and selected tax relief, and I'm really working toward broad-based tax relief. And we've got, you know, not only the $8 billion we're sitting on at this point, but a $9 billion surplus forecasted for this next fiscal year, you know, which we're in now and will end in October. There's no reason why we shouldn't do tax relief for everyone right now.
And certainly, I think everybody's in agreement in Lansing about tax relief. Just how to do it, though, is where the disagreement seems to come. What do you favor for tax relief, and how do you convince the majority party to go along with that?
Right, that is the trick, and you know, right now the law is set to because of the forecast of the surplus that we have, the tax rate should be rolled back this year from 4.25 to 4.05, just as a matter of statutory law that we put in place back when we were working on the road funding solution. You know, because of the road funding solution, part of that deal was, okay, you know, that's, you know, we'll go along with this, but if, you know, revenue exceeds a certain amount, then it triggers a tax reduction, and that's scheduled to happen. Unfortunately, we're getting plans from the other side right now that would change that would take that tax reduction away, and that creates a major heartburn for me, and it creates a major problem for supporting anything that would do that.
One of the tricky things is that a lot of that surplus money is that one-time federal, American Rescue Plan money that you can't necessarily count on, in the future.
Right. Last year's the surplus we're sitting on right now that's in the bank, but the surplus that's forecast for this year has nothing to do with that. That merely has most to do with inflation. You know, sales tax is a percentage tax. Many of the taxes we pay are percentage taxes, and inflation just has increased state revenue simply because the price of things have gone up so much. You know, fuel, of course, being one of those.
Do you think that's going to be addressed in the governor's budget? I think probably sometime in the next week you're going to be getting a look at her budget proposal. Will that be addressed? And what else are you hoping to see in that budget?
Well, I hope we see resources targeted toward our ongoing mental health issues. There's a lot of talk about gun legislation and so much of the gun violence is related to mental health issues. And we really need to take a hard look at that. We got close to making some reforms there last term. I hope we delve harder into that this time. Of course, education and getting kids caught up from the COVID lapse, if you will, in education, that's a big deal. The governor's talked about that in her state of state. It's interesting that, we actually had proposed dollars for tutoring last term, but that was vetoed. But now it sounds like she's willing. So, we're still learning how to work with the new majority. And I think they're still learning how to run the legislature because it's been a lot of sitting around, busy sitting around, if you will, for the last 2 weeks.
Are you optimistic that learning curve, though, will yield some results? You think that things will smooth out over the course of the next weeks and months?
I am, just because I got to be, because if I'm going to be in Lansing every day, and I got to hope it's going to run better than it is right now, because we had Wednesday, and for example, we went in, of course, at 10, and we did nothing the entire day until 4 o'clock and adjourned. And that's frustrating to not have an agenda and something to work on just to sit. So, I think it'll get better. I gotta hope that it will, because, if it doesn't, everyone will be getting lots of calls from me, because that's about all you can do when you're sitting on the floor.
All right. So if my phone's not ringing, I'll know that you're busy and hard at work.
Right.
I'm sure you will be. Again, great news on this money for Lexington, Dan. I appreciate you sharing that with us and giving us a few minutes this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.